Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Talk About It. My name is Anvil Wiskus. I'll be your host today, and I am so, so, so grateful that you are here and you are joining me. If you are brand new to Talk About It, welcome. It is a post-grad-centered podcast that posts every single Wednesday, and I am so glad that you are here and you are joining me this week. Hello, you guys. How are we doing? What's up? What's going on? How are we this week? What has this week been like for you guys? I am curious to know. This week has been low-key a little chaotic. I have been so out of my routine. I'm not even going to lie with you guys. I have stayed up a lot later than I'm used to. I've been just kind of, you know, thrown a couple things here and there. It was my mother's birthday this week, so we celebrated that twice. Her birthday was on Tuesday, and then my dad and I threw a surprise party on Sunday, and so those were two very late nights for me as well. And then I had a fun night of book club event with my girls. We read The Longest Ride, and then I got a projector off of Amazon, and so we did like a little projector movie night one of the nights because it was so nice out with like a bonfire, and we blew up an air mattress and ordered pizza and candy and popcorn, and it was like so fun. I need to make that like a normal routine for me. I think projectors are so fun, and it was $40. $40. Once we figured out how to connect it to my computer, it was a breeze. It was such a breeze. Grabbing a Bluetooth speaker and it's perfect. It's like surround sound. Okay. But so, 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 so fun. The Minnesota State Fair's going on. It's like that kind of time. I went with one of my girlfriends one of the nights and we got a photo booth. We got pickled pizza. Pickled pizza. It is low-key very fire. Okay. I have never had that. I go almost every year. Basically every year. I go every year. Okay. It was so nice to try a couple things that were a little bit different. So we had the pickle pizza and then the Dubai chocolate. You guys, we had chocolate covered strawberries, but like Dubai style. So with the pistachio and I don't know what the other thing is called. I knew in the moment, but if you guys know the Dubai chocolate bars, it was like that, but in a cup with strawberries. It was so good. And yeah, this week has just been very chaotic. It's been so much fun. So I'm not regretting staying up and doing things outside of my comfort zone. I think that was really needed because you guys, it's Labor Day weekend. That's so sad. Okay. So sad. Labor Day weekend is so fun, but you know what that means, you guys. You know what that means. It means the end of summer. Okay. I hate to be the one that says it. I hate to be the one that says it, but that's what Labor Day weekend kind of is like. It's like the last hurrah. And so, you know, Minnesota, it's really nice here. Like, it's not hot and humid, but it's a perfect Labor Day weekend weather. It's like 70. There's a little bit of wind, but it's not horrific. It's sunny. It starts out kind of cloudy in the morning, but then it really clears up, and it's just beautiful. It's been really beautiful here. And so I'm really excited for this weekend. It's just nice to have a three-day weekend. I love three-day weekends. I love three-day weekends. But yeah, you guys, this week has been so chaotic. And I have done so much reflecting this past week. I just feel like my mind's been go, go, go. I don't really know what's going on. I don't know if it's the caffeine, like the coffee and that caffeine truly getting to me. But like, I've just been really in my head this week. And I've been really reflective just on a lot of things, and all good things, right? Just things from my college days, things from graduation. I feel like it's just been a really long reflective week of post-grad, and all good things. But I really, really, really was debating how I should talk about going back to school. Okay, I'm not gonna do a going back to school series yet, okay? We're just gonna do a going back to school episode, okay? And I would just say, you know, in order to tease that, tune in to the Instagram, okay? Follow me on Instagram or TikTok, Talk About It Podcast. Follow me and engage with me, you guys, because I'm gonna be sharing a lot of announcements for what's coming next and where we're gonna go next. So if you're curious about that, follow me. But as for today, as for right now, we are strictly just going to focus on going back to school for one episode, okay? So this episode, you guys, let us dig in, okay? Let us dig in because you know and I know that's what's going on right now. Without further ado, let's talk about going back to school. You guys, I've kind of created like a fun little theme that I like to look forward to. The past two episodes, I've gotten drinks for myself. I've gotten Fresca and Arnie Palmer's. I just love it. I think it's so fun to have a little sip of something halfway through. And so let me just grab her. I have myself my Olipop, okay? If you know I love Olipops. This is strawberry vanilla, one of my favorite flavors. So cheers. Cheers, cheers, cheers. I've been loving doing cheers before our episodes, okay? So cheers with my Olipop. Cheers to an amazing, fruitful episode. I hope you guys take so much away from it. And I hope it maybe gives you a friendly reminder or a good perspective on where and what you should be thinking about as you're going back to school or starting a new chapter of your life as you're going into school. Okay, so cheers to a fruitful, fun, amazing, wonderful, fantastic episode. I love you guys. Let's have a sip. Pinks up. Alrighty. All right, let's get into it, shall we? You guys, I also went shopping today. Okay, I went shopping today and I got this like really cozy set from Athleta. And I feel like it kind of makes me look like a gym teacher. It's cozy. I like the charcoal. Because I don't have a lot of charcoal and I have a couple sweatshirts that I really like, but they have writing on it. So I wanted to get just a plain one because I think it's so cute. But it kind of, I don't know if it's giving like tracksuit for me right now. I'm feeling a little like gym teacher-esque. So if you're watching the video and you're like, slay girl, that's kind of how I'm feeling. Maybe it's also like the slick back. Maybe it's my slick back hair. I need to wash my hair. That's hair wash day is tonight, so don't judge me. Anyway, I guess it maybe is fitting. Maybe it's fitting for going back to school. Like, you know, gym teacher, coach core. I don't know, but whatever, we're going to channel that energy and bring it into this episode. So let's do the dang thing, right? As we go back to school, okay, as we go back to school, we are filled with so many different emotions. So many different emotions, okay? As I reflect on what it was like to kind of go back to school now that I'm upcoming 2 years post-grad, which is crazy to think about, I was always super excited to go back to school, okay? I was excited because, one, I got the chance to get some new clothes, you know, you get the chance to have something new for the school year. You have new classes, you have a new routine, you have a new schedule, but then also you're filled with familiarity, which is your friends, your community, your sports, X, Y, and Z. So even though you're filled with all these emotions of brand new stuff, you're also filled with comfort of the stuff that you already know. Now, with that excitement and with that joy, I guess you could say, there also comes feelings of sadness, okay? Sadness because we don't want summer to end. We love the freedom. Some of us might not like schoolwork, okay? I didn't mind it too much when I was in school. It obviously got to be a lot sometimes, but you know, some people just don't like doing schoolwork, which is totally fine, or just don't like taking classes that they aren't passionate about. So when we're excited and when we're filled with joy, we're also reminded of the sadness of the seasons changing and the freedom that we have taken away from us because summer is ending and we have to go back to school. Okay. Now, another emotion that we may feel might be a little bit of fear or just being a little nervous for a new year, whether that is you're going into a brand new community, which is you're going into college, or maybe you transferred college, so you're going to a completely different university, or you're going into a new grade or a new school, or, you know, you're trying harder classes this year. You are filled with anxiety and stress sometimes about what is this year going to bring, okay? That might even be possibly seeing people, whether it's people that you don't really get along with, people that you no longer talk to, people that have done you dirty in the past and you just don't want conflict, or even if you did someone else dirty and you are afraid of seeing them and facing your repercussions, right? We often are chased with fear as well and anxiety and stress because of uncertainty and newness that we aren't sure what to think about as we go into it, right? But I think at least for the first 2 weeks of school, okay, I think for majority of people, right, there is a lot of excitement. I think that's the main emotion, okay? Excitement for the new, right? Whether it is we're not looking forward to having homework, we're not looking forward to doing this, we're not looking forward to that, that is whatever, okay? We all know and we all feel that way about school sometimes, right? But the main feeling I feel and that I was experiencing was excitement. It was excitement for a new year, okay? Going into a new year and starting again has so many opportunities for you to grow from the previous year that you had. However, even though we're filled with so many opportunities, a lot of the times we don't take them. We end up doing things the exact same. We end up repeating things that we thought we learned from. We end up falling into the same traps and feeling peer pressure and doing the same things that we might not really have liked from the previous year. Even though it's a new year, sometimes our habits are still the same in a certain environment, okay? Now, for this episode, I really want to focus on college. I really want to focus on college. Not just because it's been a while since I was in high school, but I feel like college is a different kind of bear, right? Because you have school, but you're also doing a lot socially. You're old enough to possibly go to bars and do more things that you probably wouldn't do in high school, right? You're on your own, so all your decisions are ultimately on your own, right? And truthfully, I feel like looking back at college, it just feels like such a social experiment. It's like, it's literally putting people who think that they're older than they are in an environment and being like, figure it out. Figure it out. Good luck. Whatever happens, it's on you, right? And a lot of the times we end up doing a lot more things than we normally would do. It's just, it's a different bear of a time. And so I love my high school listeners and hi, you guys, I love you. But I think right now you can still take things from this, but I'm going to really zone in on college today. Okay. Really zone in on going back to college. It is so easy to go back to what you thought was best for you. I feel like every single year that I moved, every single year that I passed by, I took such important things with me each year going into the next year. I still each year was putting myself in situations where I could possibly make those same mistakes, those same decisions. I don't regret doing that. However, I feel like it's such a crazy spiral to look at now. So the first thing that I want to say in this episode, and this is a challenge, this is a statement, you have the ability to choose a different path, okay? Remember that you have the ability to choose a different path. It's so easy to get back into your routine, to get back into that community and this group of people and do the exact same thing that you are doing. And whether you like that, that's different. But if you are someone who might not have enjoyed what you are doing those past few years and now you're coming back and you have a fresh slate to do things differently, maybe decide if you want to choose a different path. I have three tips that I really, really want you guys to chew on for this year, okay? I really, really, really want you guys to process and to think about the ways that they can impact you and that the ways that they can help you throughout the year. Because I think it can be really, really, really easy for us to forget about the simple things that we need to think about as we go back to school because we get clouded with all the excitement and all the new things. The first thing that I want you guys to think about and to remember throughout the school year is that it's okay to say no. It's okay to not participate in things. It's okay to stay in. It's okay to do things completely different than the people your age. FOMO has overtaken so many things. FOMO has created such a scary atmosphere for a lot of people because we're afraid of missing out. We have a fear of missing out. We have a fear of not being included. We have a fear of saying no and then being the one person who doesn't know what's going on or to not experience that one fun thing that happened, right? Because the minute that you're not there, the most fun things happen. Let me tell you that that is not the case. That is not the case. And if you think that when you are not there, people have the best time and so you have to be there, because you have a fear that people are gonna experience the most fun thing in the world without you, because you say no to going out once or to doing this other thing once, I want you to put yourself into a perspective of coming back to reality. Okay? Yes. People may have fun without you. Okay? People may have fun without you. But I think that if you force yourself to go out, to act a certain way, to make decisions because you are afraid that people are going to have fun without you, even when you're not feeling it, it's just not the night for you to go out. You have a lot going on the next day, or it's been a really long day, and so you're just not sure if that's what's in the card for you, okay? You're just not sure if that's what's in the cards for you. Sometimes we force ourselves to go out. We end up regretting the decision, and we end up wishing that we were doing something else, okay? People are going to have fun whether you're there or not, but the question is, are you going to have fun? Is that something that you want to participate in truly? Do you want to be out till 2 a.m.? Do you want to spend money at that concert? Do you want to do this? Do you want to do that? Do you want to go here? Okay? There's this facade and there's this really aggressive voice in our head as we were in college that tells us that this is the only time these opportunities are going to be presented. That's crazy. That's crazy. This isn't the only time that you are ever going to have fun. Okay? Truthfully, this isn't the only time that you were going to stay out past midnight. This isn't the only time that you were going to meet people at the bar or you're going to go to this concert and have such a great time. There's going to be so many more opportunities for you to do very similar things, if not the exact same things. I promise you that. But I think there's a lot of temptation within college these days because we just feel like this is the time that we have to do it, that there's no other time to do it, that this is the only right time to do it. I want to bring you back to reality and remind you that it's not. It's not. You need to trust your gut and you need to be okay with saying no. You need to be okay with saying no. Because when you know that you need to say no, you are allowing yourself to embrace the moments that you say yes. One thing that I realized once I graduated, truthfully, was I didn't need to go out every weekend. I didn't need to go out every weekend. And I didn't need to go out multiple times in a weekend. And you want to know why? Because the same exact thing was happening that next weekend, that next night, that next day. The same thing was happening that next year, okay? Yes, there are situations that I wanted to be a part of, and so I went out, okay? And there were days that I was like, yes, like, this is going to be fun. Like, I'm going to go out. I don't get to experience this as often. But in terms of just going out on a night out, yes, it's fun. But if you aren't feeling it, I promise you the same thing's going to be happening the next weekend. You need to remember that this isn't a one-time thing. It's going to happen again. You're going to have more opportunities. You're going to get invited again. Be okay with saying no and trust your gut. Throughout this year, things are going to happen. Things are going to happen. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to say things wrong. You're going to offend someone. You're going to have drama. You're going to have problems with the boy. You're going to have crazy nights. You're going to have dull nights. Things are going to happen, okay? You're going to make mistakes because this is the time to make a mistake. This is the time to make a mistake. And when you do make a mistake, give yourself some grace. Give yourself some grace, okay? People don't just learn things out of thin air. They learn things through actions and through doing things and realizing if they like that or if they don't like that. Realizing if that was okay or if that hurt someone. Realizing the people around you. Realizing what's best for you. You learn things by doing things. And so the reason we make mistakes is because we just happen to make the wrong decision, okay? But we need to be okay with making the wrong decision. We need to be okay with messing up once in a while. We need to be okay with not doing things perfectly and missing things, sleeping in too long, saying the wrong thing sometimes. Because truthfully, the only way that we grow is by doing that. The only way that we grow is by doing that. If I never made any mistakes, if I did everything perfectly, I would still be doing things behind the scenes that I wouldn't be proud of. I would still be talking poorly about people. I would still be craving attention from certain guys. I would still be doing things that I know I shouldn't be doing, but I'm doing anyway. I wouldn't be learning. I wouldn't be growing. I wouldn't be evolving. We are constantly evolving, you guys. Allow yourself to evolve and give yourself some grace. Give yourself some grace. Hug yourself a little tighter. You are not a horrible person. You are not crazy. You are not hard to love, okay? You are learning. You are learning. You're figuring it out. That's all you're doing. And we're supposed to be. We are supposed to be figuring it out right now. If you take leaps of faith into making mistakes, you are going to learn so much about yourself and you're going to become better. We aren't just born amazing human beings, okay? We aren't. And anyone who judges you, who criticizes you, who tells you that you are a horrible person, that you're not loyal, that you're untrustworthy, that you're manipulative, that you're this, that you're that, that you're a horrible person, they haven't taken a look at the mirror and realize that they are not perfect either. You are not meant to have it all together. We are supposed to make mistakes. But what we need to do is when we make those mistakes, we need to learn from them. That is the only way that we grow. I'm not just saying do things, be rude to do this just because that's what we're supposed to do. I'm saying allow yourself that when you do make those mistakes to turn it around and make yourself better, to make yourself a better person. That is the only way. You have to be okay with putting yourself in uncomfortable situations, doing things wrong and learning from it, owning up, being accountable, forgiving yourself, and forgiving even other people who you are realizing are making mistakes. You are not perfect. They are not perfect. You are all so, so, so young. Give yourself some grace. Give another person grace and realize that you are evolving. This is your time to evolve. I feel like that's a mic drop moment. I feel like I just preached at you guys. That was fantastic. Watch that be in a marketing video. That was killer. Cheers to that, you guys. That one is like such a big one for me because I often find myself getting so mad and so hard on myself for the fact that I have not done things perfect. And you know, I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it because I know my heart. God knows my heart. I know that I've learned from it. I know that I would not do that again. That is like a huge one to me, specifically not just giving yourself grace, but it's also the grace that you give other people, okay? You can have boundaries and you can have things that you don't want to take from people, but understand that no one is perfect. So why are you expecting perfection from someone when you yourself aren't perfect? The last thing, my third thing, okay, this is kind of a shorter episode. I feel like this is a shorter episode and I'm not mad about it. I could go into a list of 15 things to think about. You guys know I could. But I think three things that are so concise, such good reminders, and that ground you and help you to hold on to yourself is the most important thing that I could talk about in this episode. So the last thing is avoiding mental traps, okay? Avoiding mental traps. It's really easy to look at other people's lives and think that they are evolving so much better than you are. And then getting down on yourself because you're not doing things that you think are the way you're supposed to do it. I feel like when I was in college, it was really easy for me to look at people just walking around, look at people who were in harder classes or a harder major, and just compare myself to feel like I am not doing enough. I'm not taking the most of this time. I don't have an internship. And so because I don't have an internship, I'm going to be slacking when I get out of school and I'm not going to be prepared and I'm not going to have enough contacts. It's really easy to compare because you're surrounded by people who are all across the board. Some people are valedictorians and thriving and doing the most, and some people are barely doing anything, right? Like somewhere in that line, that's you, right? And it just depends on the person of where you're at. But it's really easy to look at those people that are surrounding you daily and to just feel like you aren't doing enough sometimes. I want you to embrace the path that you're on. To embrace the classes that you're taking, to embrace the things that you're learning and the things that you're finding out, and to be content with where you are, not where you think you need to be. Because I think that when we jump 5 steps forward, we miss out on the lessons that we learn along the way. I went to school for journalism and communications, okay? A lot of people might look at those majors, especially communications, and be like, that's like the easiest major that you could have ever taken, okay? I double majored because a lot of the communications classes that I was taking really, they were the same as the journalism classes that I needed. So it was a really easy double major, okay? But I learned the most in my communication major. Talking and speaking and communicating and connecting with people is so lost in a lot of ways, okay? And even though I wasn't a marketing or business valedictorian and I wasn't taking all these super hard classes that all my friends were taking, I was gaining soft skills within myself that have influenced me and helped me to do exactly what I am doing today, this podcast. I had amazing professors, amazing inspirational professors that I seriously do not know where I would have been if I didn't take those classes. And I'm going to shout out one of them, Dr. Armada. I took an improv class, my freshman year, you guys, my freshman year. I took an improv class, literally in the midst of COVID. He bought us clear shield masks because we had to see our facial expression. So we were masked up all the time. So we had these clear shield masks and we did games. We read a book, but it wasn't tests. It was presentations and it was a socialization and it was getting outside of ourselves when the whole world didn't want to be around people and was losing communication. And if I didn't take that class, I don't know if I ever would have really gotten out of my shell. Because I took that freshman year, I just remember leaving that class with a newfound confidence. I was a brand new person. I was the person that I wanted to be going into college. I was Annabelle. I had a personality. And even though it took all 4 years to me to really be confident in myself, I took his class, probably one of his classes, almost every single year. Almost every single year. And I learned the most in those classes, my communication classes. And even though my journalism major was amazing, it taught me a lot of detail-oriented skills that I use today. I might not have had a major in engineering or business or a doctorate degree or pushing to be an astronomer or a historian. I was sharpening my skills of communicating with people every day. Every day, a skill that we are forgetting, a skill that we aren't doing to the full capacity that we could be doing and inspiring people with it. I know that was like a little long tangent to get to my point, but again, circling back to my point, you need to avoid mental traps. You need to avoid the mental traps that you think that you aren't enough and that you think you aren't doing what you're supposed to be doing. You are rooted in your own journey. That's someone else's journey. Let them do their own journey. Let them do their thing. But focus and dive into what you are doing, what you are learning, what you are gaining, what you are receiving, what you are figuring out. Because I promise you, it's useful. I promise you, it's important. And I promise you that it is going to help you in the future. But it's so easy to compare. It's so easy to wonder, did I choose the right major? Am I doing the right thing? Am I surrounded by the right people? Always questions that we're always going to think about, regardless of if we're in school or if we're in work. Are we doing the right thing? Was that the right decision? Should I have handled that differently? Should I be friends with this person? Should I care? It's life. That's life. But you need to stay rooted in your journey. And you need to avoid the mental traps that where you are is not enough. You guys, this is such a fun episode. This was such a fun episode. It was fun to reminisce. It was fun to look back on college. And I hope that these three things stick with you. I hope that in the hard times of this year, you might reflect back on this video and might jump back to one of these things that I said and be like, yeah, I needed this right now. This was exactly what I needed. Because we go into the school year so excited, and once the excitement fades, we don't know where to be. We don't know how to act. We don't know where we are. We don't know what's important. We don't know what we should be focusing on. We overlook something that we should have been listening to and focusing on, but we're equipped with the skills to get through it. I hope you guys like this episode. If you like this episode, please, please, please let me know. You guys, please let me know. Comment on my videos, like my videos, DM me, follow social media for more exciting information and news and announcements. You guys, rate this podcast. I feel like I don't say that enough, but please, if you like this podcast, if you like what I say, if you think that there's things that resonate with you, rate it. I want you to be a part of this journey with me and this community. And the more that you engage, the more that you are. And I want to just also say I'm so thankful for every single one of you. Every single one of you. I have been so grateful for this past week. I just feel like people are really enjoying what I'm saying. And it's really inspirational for me to feel like I am not alone and that I'm not just talking to a camera. I'm not just talking to a camera, but that people like me, okay? So if you do, comment, like, subscribe, follow, rate, okay? Let me know that you like this because I want to keep doing it and I want to keep connecting with you guys. So with that being said, have an amazing Labor Day. By the time you listen to this, Labor Day will be over, but I'm sending you good vibes and manifestation and to you through the screen who... people who might be listening. Anyway, have an amazing rest of your week. I will talk to you so very soon. I love you, love you, love you, love you. Bye.